Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to thank the God of Israel for being here another day again. He's the great, true, and only God in this earth. There's a lot going on in our world, people. There's so many things that have happened that's happening right now that I have prophesied and spoke about over the past 2 years. I've been prophesizing and speaking to you for the God of Israel, letting you know what's going to happen, where we at in prophecy, and what's going to occur in this earth. As we can see, there's so many things that we as a people, and we as a people, we refuse to look at reality. We refuse to look at reality. Everybody want to keep believing in fantasy and believing in that your life is going to be okay and your life is going to be good and nothing's going to happen to you because God's going to protect you and God's going to be with you and Jesus is going to help you and the universe is going to help you. And all these self bizarre teachings and understandings that you people have. But me here, give me 1 minute. But me here as the prophet of the God of Israel, I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you the truth. Because I know exactly where we are as prophets. He revealed things to his prophets. And his prophetess. His real prophets. So, as I can see, there is a lot of people right now just really in Zuzu land somewhere, Daisy land or Wonderland. I say that to say this because these people don't want to face reality. Because you're not going to face reality. You just believe, you want to believe that this world is going to continue the way it has been going forever. But let me here to tell you, there is a beginning and an end to every situation in this world and in this life. There is a beginning and an end. We are at the end. We are at that end. I know that's hard for you to believe. I know it's hard for you to understand. I know that's hard for you to accept because you want to believe that, you know, your grandchildren are going to get grown and, you know, they're going to have a good life and little Billy and little Boo Boo and Baby and them, they're going to be like their daddy and their mama and grow up to be doctors or nurses. But I'm here to speak to you prosperity, what I know. There will not be a new generation. This is the last and final generation as we know it. As we know it. Okay? So you might as well get that off your mind. You might as well get that off of your mind. Can't you see the war that's going on? If it's a proxy or whatever, your leaders or elders or preachers want to call it. No, you better be standing waiting on the God of Israel to help you. Because you people are going to need help from him. I'm not talking about no Most High and, you know, none of them names and titles that you people have gave him. that you people have gave him, Jesus and Jehovah and all these names and titles of all your gods, Most High and Yah and Allah and all of that. So, you know, you don't give them all these titles and names if you don't know the real God. You don't know the real God if you don't know what's in his mind. Number one, you don't have no real prophets in this earth that he have brought forth to bring forth truth and divine knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Okay? You got to have a real prophet of the God of Israel, and the God of the highest, the God of the Jews, the God of the 12 tribes for Israel. Okay? He's no other than that. He only had one people in this earth that he chose, the children of Israel, his 12 tribes. One people. He didn't choose 5 people, 10 people. He chose one nation, one nationality, and one race of people to be his people. His chosen people in this earth. And you know, you can be whatever you want to be. All of the doctrines and traditions that you people are following. But it don't work. It doesn't work with the God of Israel. None of your doctrines, none of your traditions, none of the names that you have gave him, it do not work with him. It do not work with him. So, yeah, Russia is here. Yeah, it's in the Bible, you know. It's prophecy what's going on. That's why you need to understand the book. The history book about the God of Israel and his people. That's what the Bible is all about. It ain't about no Gentiles and all that stuff you people believe. It ain't about that. It is about the 12 tribes of Israel and only that. So yeah, I told you, I've been telling you people for a year, over 2 years now, that your world, your life, your economy, your way, what you want, will not come. I told you 2 years ago, right here on this red platform. I told you, things gonna happen in history that you've never seen before, and they happening right now, just like the God of Israel told you they was gonna happen. Okay? So yes, it's only going to get worse for people. It's only going to get worse. Yeah, Russia is the beginning of stuff. The beginning of stuff. Okay? That's in the book of Matthew. That's in the book of Matthew. Matter of fact, let me get the scripture and read it for you. Give me a minute. Russia is the beginning of sorrow, okay? Yes. Yes, there will be many trials, many tribulations, many sorrows in the last days. We are there for you. So don't try to fix your mind. Help you and all of that. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. Okay, I'm telling you, don't believe that. Those are all fairy tales that was made up by the people that set up all your churches and organizations. So let me read this. Let me read this. Oh, yeah, you want to believe all of that, you know, that you okay and ain't nothing going to happen and all of that stuff. You want to believe that you've been taught, that you have been taught, okay? We got all kind of people, according to Bible prophecy, that's going to come against Babylon, which is America in the Bible, okay? So, you know, y'all want to believe, oh, we're not in a war. This is what my mom and them told me, and my sister and them. They don't want to believe. They want to believe the fairy tale. They want to stay zoned out from it. They want to stay reality. Oh, they get to go over to Ukraine. Oh, my God. Do you understand? That they are all confederate together. This is a global confederacy. So it's the United States, the head boss of all the other countries. She's in charge. And then she got her allies. She has her allies. Okay? Now Russia is in, and Russia wants to be independent. She don't want America telling her nothing anymore. She want to be on her own and do her own thing and make her own decisions. It's all about power, people. Who will control? Who will be standing at the last end with all the power to control the global market? Enough, and she has. She done did her dirt. She done did all the things that she's supposed to do, and that's why I say in Revelation that her sins, her Babylon, America, has reached up to heaven. Has reached up to heaven. And now time for the judgment. So yeah, you can keep on thinking that there's no one can stop America. There's no one can beat them. They have the best army in the world. They have the best this in the world. You can keep thinking a fairy tale lie. You can keep. But it's not true. It is not true. And I'm going to close out the question right here. You still want to, you know, say a little Peggy and JoJo and them going to college and all of that. And it says right here. When Messiah went out, not known Jesus, that's just an injected name for the story of the Christian church. When Yeshua went out and departed from the temple, his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Yeshua said unto him, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, I'm reading Matthew 24, verse 3. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming in the end of the world? Now listen. Amen. Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. And that's exactly where we are right now. In prophecy, you have trillions of people that have been deceived and that are being deceived right now. Trillions of people. And what's going on around you and why it's going on. You don't understand. You want to put everything on the devil all the time. The devil, without understanding prophecy, without having wisdom and knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things in this earth. You don't want to understand. You want to say, and many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many are coming right now, saying, the Son of God is this, the Son of God is that, this going to happen, that's going to happen, he's God, he's this, he's the doorway. Many going to come. Many gonna come saying that I am the Christ, just to deceive you. And you should hear a voice in the universe. He said, how about I want to deceive you? So many ancient, and even before he got on the scene, the Son of God. But he's saying, from the time that he came in the earth, up until now, you're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars. And this war this is going to be World War III, the Armageddon. Yeah, it's going to be headed towards that way. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. Russia is going to be here. Yeah, your bread and all kind of stuff. Like, we don't know. I understand. You people better be ready. You better be ready. I told you that like a week ago. I made an audio where I told you, game changer time. This whole Russia even hit Ukraine. I told you that a week before the war started between Russia and Ukraine. I made an audio saying, game changer time. It's just y'all don't want to listen, and you don't want to pay attention. You don't want to pay attention. That's all it is. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a great day if you can.